We've normally gone with three, but we had an idea that we probably wanted to go with four this year. We had another young man that actually hurt himself training, and it was right on the eve of our training camp, and we just now kind of got around to adding the fourth. It was something we wanted to take a look at.
Is it any reflection on the performance of the quarterbacks in the camp?
No, it's like Mike and I always talk about. We just kind of wanted to add a little more competition to it. At the same time, it gives us an opportunity to look at a guy that's been able to show them that he's been able to win games in the NFL.
Can you remember when he was coming out, he had said that if you had the chance to draft Michael Jordan, you draft Michael Jordan. How do you kind of view his?
I hope I didn't jinx him by doing that.
Well, he wasn't Sam Bowie either.
Right.
How do you look at his career to this point, and what kind of player do you think you're getting at this point in his career with the ups and downs that he's had?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think that's the mystery of it, and it's sort of the intrigue. Elliot and Alonzo were telling me the night before he was scheduled to come in, they were flipping around on television, and it was one of the stations that do replays, and it was a replay of their national championship game, and he was just a monster in that game, and they thought it was a sign from somewhere.
Ted, how much background do you have to do on someone like a veteran, especially a high-profile guy, when you know what you have in the locker room already?
Mm-hmm.
He's made some headlines, with some comments,
right,
and financial stuff. How much do you have to consider that, and how much did you?
Yeah, we did, and part of the whole, we did a little bit of a tryout, and part of the tryout was conversations and coaches sitting down and talking with him and myself and others. And he's, he seems like a really good guy. I had no problems or concerns at all in that regard. But, yeah, we discussed that and we talk about that with everyone that we might bring in, especially a veteran.
That he struggled last year in training camp, being out of football for a year. What's the expectation? I mean, that's got to be difficult for somebody to come back after being away for so long, don't you think?
Yeah, we don't know. You know, like I said, we felt like this was an opportunity to take a look, and he was anxious to give it a try, and so the two things kind of came together.
Ted, what did you see from him in the tryout to prove that does have something left in the tank that he can compete for a spot here?
Well, he looked like he was in pretty good shape, but, just the way he carried himself and threw the ball, it was, Mike and I talked about it, it was almost exactly the same as it was at the University of Texas during his pro day when we were both able to attend that day.
Just for clarification, Ted, that was his original one when he was coming out of college, not the one he did this past year for the pro day?
Oh, yeah. This is when he was a senior coming out. Or I guess he came out as a senior, yeah. Couldn't remember there.
Ted, what did you like about Bakhtiari when you drafted him? And did you see a guy who could, if pressed into service, play right away?
Well, we'll see. We liked him. He's very, for those of you that have talked to him, it seems to be a very mature, articulate young man. Appears to be well-read. I think a good athlete playing on a team that quite frankly, took a lot of bumps and bruises over the last couple of years, and he kind of hung in there, and I thought that was impressive.
How concerned would you be throwing a rookie in at left tackle to start the season if you had to do that?
Yeah, I think it's happened before here. I'm sure it's happened in a lot of places, but, it is what it is.
When you look at somebody like that, do you project him, I think he can play left tackle, or do you just get him here and just figure it out from there? I guess, did you see left tackle in him back in March and April?
Yeah, surprisingly, most of the offensive linemen we draft are left tackles in college, but most of them don't play left tackle once they get to the NFL. But yeah, he's got athleticism. He's got good extension, good length. plays with his knees bent, works hard at his craft, understands it's a lot more cerebral game in the offensive line than you might think. Right. Yeah, we're anxious to see. It makes it difficult for everybody, difficult for them, and difficult for us. We'll see.
Ted, do you have any timetable at all on Derek Sherrod and when he might be able to get into the competition?
I don't have anything to report right there. I will say this, and it's not just something to say. He is continuing to get better. I don't know. Even though I was a kicker in the NFL, I wouldn't care to talk about, you know, whether it's technique or anything like that. But yeah, it's kind of like Mike said the other night. In the NFL, you have to do better than that. So we're looking for him to improve, get better. Well, he looks a lot like he did at Alabama. He's a very decisive runner. You know, he's strong, he's powerful, he's big. He puts a lot of pressure on the defense, I think. You know, because if he gets on your edge, he's pretty difficult to handle. But so far, so good. You know, we'll see. I don't know. I think we'll just let the medical people do their thing, and they're still doing their thing. I always have hope, though, Bob.
No concerns, though. I mean, that's a big investment in a very critical position to play without surgery. If that's indeed what he decides, you don't have any concern about that?
Yeah, I'm not going to be involved in whether someone has surgery or not. I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with hoping for a miracle.
How soon do you think you'll know?
I would think pretty soon. Well, nobody's trying to keep the secret. There's a process that we're trying to go through, and until we get all the answers and the I's dotted and that sort of thing, we're just going to hope and hope's a good thing, you know.
Are you satisfied with what you have right now, or you always get the feelers out to look for a trade or maybe getting a veteran to bring in?
Oh, we do that at all the positions at all the times. So we did that before Saturday night, and we'll do it on going forward all the way through the season.
In 96 and 97, when you guys played Michaels at left tackle and then you played Verba in 97 there, what is that like for you or for Ron? Or is there an apprehension there of protecting a great quarterback with a rookie, or is it just, like you said, it is what it is, or what?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, the left tackle position is a pretty important spot. You know, that's a given. It's a difficult position. That's the reason you see those guys get drafted really high every year and that sort of thing. But we've gone to plan B before and done okay and won some games, so... we'll do it now.
Is that position maybe overrated? You guys scored a million points the last 2 years with, you know, Marshall and a little bit of Chad Clifton and so on. And I guess is it still a premium position, do you think?
I think it depends on one's point of view. I think it's a pretty important position, yeah.
That is Pelagas' injury make you dislike family night anymore?
Oh, you know, that could happen in anything, you know. The injuries are not explainable. They just happen.
What did it look like on the play when the injury occurred to you?
I didn't watch it that much. Just to watch it, you wouldn't have known anybody really got banged up. I happened to be on the field, and when he came out of the pile, you know, he came up kind of kicking his leg a little bit and goes back in huddle and plays great the rest of the night, which is the reason I still have hope.
How's Graham Harrell developed the way you hoped the last 2.5 years?
Yeah, I think Graham's done a good job. He fits in very well in the locker room. He carries himself well. I've said that before, but he always has. And we'll see. I thought he played pretty good the other night.
Ted, are you starting to get concerned at all with Jordy and the injuries that have kind of piled up last year and now in training camp so far?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think ours is probably any more than a lot of people. Fortunately, with Jordy, his particular thing that we had to go in and fix a little bit is something that we have some experience with some other guys here. So we think we can predict it about the way it'll go, but you never know.
Thank you.